How much should you spend on optimization? Calculate your BUU.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
It's the Conversion Scientist Podcast. I'm Brian Massey, the Conversion Scientist. This article appeared in Marketing Land on April 3rd, 2014. If you market online, you should be reading Marketing Land, www.marketingland.com. Analytics platforms, split testing software. This is all starting to sound expensive, and it is. What if it was more expensive not to have these things in your online business? It might very well be. Your business may be one of the many that is hobbled by a launch and hope approach to digital marketing. Not every business will benefit from these tools, but yours may. How much will you benefit? How much does it make sense to spend? This is an exercise in budgeting for website optimization. We will show you how to calculate a basic upside unit, a BUU, and how to use it to calculate your website optimization budgeting process. These calculations apply to e-commerce sites as well as B2B lead generation sites. Know your numbers. There are three magic numbers you can use to calculate your website optimization budget. Number one, the revenue from your website. Number two, the number of visits to your website. And number three, the average order value or the average lead value of a conversion. You can calculate these on a yearly basis to average out natural seasonal changes in sales. You may want to take these numbers from your last 3 months to account for the current trends up or down. For the most conservative estimate, choose the months from your slow season. The budget we're developing here is an estimate, a calculation of the order of magnitude. Take numbers from last month for your back-of-the-napkin analysis. Revenue for the long sales cycle. Now, if your business has to work long and hard for sales after generating an online lead, fear not. The key is to not get wrapped around the axle on attribution. A little info from your CRM can give you a good estimate. What you need to know is the number of new customers in the last 12 months, the number of new web customers in the last 12 months, the number of web leads generated in the last 12 months, and the revenue that you generated over the past 12 months, and where the purchase originated. Was it on the web, or was it through a store or some other means? Those of you listening to the podcast are going to have some trouble following this because I'm doing a little bit of math. Please run over to Marketing Land and look for me, Brian Massey, and you'll find this column where you can get the numbers. But I think that you're going to get the gist of what I'm trying to do here, even though it's going to sound a little bit hard to follow. So we calculate your web revenue by taking your new revenue and multiplying it by the ratio of new web customers to total new customers. So it's the revenue times the percentage of your new customers that come through the web. New revenue is new from the web as opposed to recurring revenue from past purchases or purchases from other channels. Your average lead value can be estimated by dividing your web revenue by the number of leads. Very straightforward. So we get the new revenue, divide that by the number of leads, and that tells us what the value of a lead is on average. There are some obvious flaws with this calculation. It assumes leads for the last year turned into revenue for that year. That's not true for long sales cycle businesses. It also assumes that web leads close at the same rate as leads from other sources. That's usually not true either. We'll note these discrepancies and move on. You can do that when you're doing back-of-the-napkin calculations, which is what we're doing here. Number of transactions. So to calculate your conversion rate, we'll estimate the number of online transactions your site generates. And since we have the web revenue, all we have to do is divide that by the average order value, and that tells us how many transactions. Web revenue divided by average order value. Now, if you're using leads, you calculate that by dividing the web revenue by the average lead value. If you have actual data for the period, compare the number of transactions to reality. If they're not in the same ballpark, then your revenue number or your average order value isn't right and it should be adjusted. Don't just plug in the real number for transactions. Conversion rate. For most businesses, conversion rate is a coarse measure of online success. It assumes that your average order value doesn't change and that the quality of your traffic doesn't change. For budgeting purposes, it's an interesting data point, though. We calculate conversion rate by dividing the number of transactions by the amount of traffic that we get. That's pretty simple. A more interesting number, though, is the revenue per visit, or RPV. Revenue per visit. Revenue per visit takes into account the average order value and the quality of the traffic that you're getting. It tells you, for any period of time, the value of a visitor to your site. You probably know the cost of a visitor in terms of ad spend and how much you're paying for a click. Now we'll calculate the upside of your traffic. Revenue per visit, RPV, is gotten by simply dividing the revenue by the amount of traffic. It's the revenue per visit. Revenue divided by traffic. So don't be discouraged if this number seems small. However, if your cost per click is close to the RPV, then your advertising may be losing money. Optimization is about small changes. For most businesses, website optimization will deliver small changes on a month-to-month basis. The point of this budget exercise is to see the impact of small changes on your bottom line revenue over time. For example, if you increase your revenue per visit by just 7% a month, you will have doubled it in just 1 year. That could equate to a doubling of your online revenue next year. Small changes in RPV deliver like compounding interest delivers to a bank. Your basic unit of upside. So what if you increased your conversion rate this year by a small amount? What if you added just 0.1 to your conversion rate, for instance? What would the impact be over the following year? We define the basic unit of upside as the yearly revenue generated by adding 0.1 to your conversion rate. It is a way to calculate the ROI of website optimization in a way that makes it easy to play what if without a spreadsheet. For low conversion rates, the BUU is higher. For a 1% conversion rate, the BUU of adding 0.1 delivers a 10% increase in revenue. For a 2% conversion rate, adding 0.1 only delivers a 5% increase in revenue. The higher the conversion rate, the lower the BUU, the basic upside unit. So this provides a conservative estimate of the upside for businesses that enjoy higher conversion rates. This is best for our back-of-the-napkin estimates. If you're using a month's worth of data, then the BUU is 0.1 divided by the conversion rate times the monthly web revenue times 12 months. That gives you how much money you would make in a year if you increased your conversion rate or added 0.1 to your conversion rate. This is your basic unit of upside. If you have predictable profit margins, your basic unit of upside profit, the BUUP, is your BUU times the average profit margin. For lead generating businesses, the BUU is calculated by 0.1 over the conversion rate times the annual web revenue, which we showed you how to calculate earlier. I'll give you some examples in a minute. Now that you know your BUU, you can start asking questions about the effect of different levels of website optimization. For instance, you can ask, how many BUUs can you generate over the next 12 months? 1, 2, 4, 5? Can one or two BUUs cover the cost of your website optimization tools? What if you went all in and doubled your revenue per visit? That's a 100% increase, or 10 BUUs. How much additional annual revenue would 10 BUUs mean to your business? Here's some examples. Here's an example of a low conversion rate situation. A company gets 20,000 visits per month, and they have an average order value of $2,000. Whatever they're selling is relatively expensive. The monthly web revenue is $200,000. So, the annual revenue is going to be $200,000, which is the revenue times 12 months, or $2.4 million. The number of transactions is going to be that revenue, $200,000, divided by the average order value, or 100 transactions a month. The conversion rate is going to be 100 transactions divided by the number of visits, which is 20,000. So this gives us a conversion rate of 0.5%. Revenue per visit is calculated by taking the revenue, dividing by the number of visits, and this comes to $10 per visit. So every visitor to the site generates $10 in revenue, all other things being equal, of course. So to calculate the BUU, it's 0.1 divided by the conversion rate, which is 0.5, times $2.4 million in revenue. A BUU is $480,000. This means that if we add 0.1 to the conversion rate, we get a $480,000 annual upside. Now, assuming the profit margin on each sale is 20%, we can calculate the basic unit of upside profit. That's $480,000, which is the BUU, times 20% gives us $96,000. A conversion rate below 1% indicates that there's significant room to grow. However, the low number of conversions means the split testing will be a challenge. If we can bring the conversion rate up to 0.8% from 0.5%, 3 BUUs equals $1.4 million in additional yearly revenue. That's nothing to sneeze at. The same 3 BUUPs means that you would see $288,000 in additional yearly profit by moving your conversion rate from 0.5 to 0.8. Thus, if we wanted to get our money back in 1 year, we wouldn't want to spend more than $288,000 on website optimization. That leaves room for a pretty good website optimization budget. Higher conversion rates. Here's an example. A company gets 150,000 visitors per month with an average order value of $55. The monthly web revenue is $275,000. Annual revenue should be $275,000 times 12, which is 12 months. That gives us $3.3 million in revenue. Monthly transactions are going to be the monthly revenue of $275,000 divided by the average order value, or 5,000 transactions per month. The conversion rate is 5,000 transactions divided by the total visits, which is 150,000. That gives us a conversion rate of 3.3%, quite a bit higher than 0.5% from our previous example. Revenue per visit, that's right, the revenue, $275,000, divided by the number of visits, 150,000. The RPV for this example is $1.83 per visit. The BUU is 0.1 divided by the conversion rate, which is 3.3, times $3.3 million in revenue. So the BUU is $100,000 per year. So assuming a 15% profit margin, a BUUP, the profit, is 100,000 BUU times 15%, or $15,000. So one basic upside unit of profit is $15,000, and that's not too much of an upside. Doesn't provide much of a budget for website optimization. The conversion rate of 3.3% is higher than our last example, so this gives us a more conservative upside estimate and a lower BUU. Ironically, businesses like these are the ones that need a disciplined monthly effort to move their conversion rates. If this business spent $45,000 to move the conversion rate 3 BUUPs, that's 3 times $15,000, from 3.3 to 3.6% conversion rate, they would break even on the expense in the first year. Here's a business-to-business example. A company closed $21 million in services for 45 new enterprise customers last year. That makes their average transaction value $466,667. Of these sales, 15 came from web leads. Online marketing generates 5,000 visits per month and averages 200 leads per month, or 2,400 leads a year. So the conversion rate is 200 leads divided by 5,000 visits, or 4%, 4% conversion rate. The web revenue is 15 web sales times $466,667 per transaction that we calculated. So the annual web revenue is $7 million per year. Now we can calculate the average lead value, which is the same as the average order value if you're selling something, by dividing the annual web revenue by the number of leads per year. $7 million in web revenue divided by 2,400 leads per year. That means each lead has a value of $2,917. Every lead has the potential to generate $3,000 in revenue. By this measure, a webinar that generates 20 leads is worth over $58,000 in potential revenue. That's nice. Revenue per visit is the revenue, $7 million, divided by 5,000 visits per month, multiplied by 12. And that gives us $116.67 per visit. Our basic unit of upside for this business-to-business example is 0.1, divided by the conversion rate, which is 4, times 7 million. And this gives us $175,000. Assuming a gross margin of 40%, the BUUP is $175,000, which is the BUU, times the margin, which is 0.4, or $70,000. So the low number of sales in this scenario means that statistically these models aren't as reliable. This business may set the optimization budget more conservatively. Nonetheless, an increase in conversion rate of 2 BUUs from 4% to 4.2% could deliver $350,000 in additional yearly revenue. It is important not to increase leads at the expense of the sales close ratio. If more leads are generated, but they're lower quality, then the revenue per visit number will drop, and that defeats our purpose. Well, you can get your own upside report by visiting conversionsciences.com. You'll find a link on our homepage that will take you to the conversion rate upside calculator, and that will generate these numbers for your business, and you can begin making better decisions about how to spend your optimization dollar. So where do you find additional BUUs, additional upside? Well, you can try various optimization techniques to add BUUs of revenue to your bottom line. Some of the low-hanging fruit, though, is found in 1. Fixing errors. Is your site broken for certain browsers, operating systems, or mobile devices? 2. Lowering checkout or registration abandons. How many visitors aren't getting through the purchase process? 3. Using landing pages. Can you direct your ad-driven traffic to landing pages designed to convert them? 4. Email. Do you nurture prospects with a drip email, or do you use email to make them experts at solving their problem? And 5. Testing. Ultimately, split testing is the most reliable and measurable way to go about getting more BUUs in the bank. So once you know your basic unit of upside and basic unit of upside profit, you can make quick estimates about how to invest in website optimization. Thanks for listening. I'm Brian Massey, the Conversion Scientist. Let us help you optimize your website. Come to www.conversionsciences.com. You can call us or fill out a form that will allow us to schedule a conversation with you. Trust me, you want to talk to a conversion scientist. You'll learn a lot.